Welcome to Legislative Report. Joining me is Representative Brian Cutler from Lancaster County. And Representative Cutler, two new laws have been signed by the governor that will help assist grandparents who raise their grandchildren. Tell us about these two measures.
Act 88 of 2018 would allow grandparents to have temporary guardianship when the parents of their grandchildren are unable to care to them, primarily due to substance abuse issues. This is an issue that obviously has come up in the last couple of years with the rise of the heroin and the opioid epidemic, and there were some legal hurdles in place that this bill will seek to fix in terms of allowing grandparents to be in the position to care for their grandchildren. And then additionally, Act 89 of 2018 developed what they called the Kinship Caregiver Navigator Program. This is a classic example, in my opinion, of a time when the government has a lot of different programs, but finding the information on the programs is sometimes very difficult. So this is an informational resource for those grandparents who are operating, you know, as guardians and raising their grandkids that would be a website and a toll-free hotline that they could check in with to see what support services are available. And specifically, trained navigators through the hotline would be able to provide support and guidance to them as kinship caregivers. They would then serve as a mediator to establish relationships between the grandparents and then the local programs, connect them with those resources. And the good news about this is that the cost to us as state taxpayers will be significantly reduced because the Commonwealth received $479,000 from the federal government to help offset the administration costs for this program. So those two bills will put grandparents who are, quite frankly, already fulfilling this role in a better position to do so, and then streamline the access for the children to those programs that are designed to also help them.
Let me ask you your thoughts on the election results. First of all, congratulations to you for winning re-election in the 100th district. Happy with the total outcome there in the state house?
Well, anytime that you have an election, obviously there's always a lot of anticipation. First, and I'll start local, I'm very grateful for the opportunity to represent the 100th district here locally again and appreciate the faith that the voters in the district put in my run for office. Also equally excited about being returned to Harrisburg with the entire Lancaster County delegation. All of our members will be returning, both in the House and the Senate. And we've, through the years, developed a very good working relationship in terms of addressing issues and working collaboratively, not just across the aisle with Republicans and Democrats, but also across the chambers between the House and the Senate. So I was very excited that the voters recognized that in all of our individual races and will yet again have that opportunity to work together. In terms of the statewide and the national scenes, I think it was really a mixed bag of results. There were several surprises in the House. At the state level, we, for example, picked up 3 seats. There were 2 incumbents that we were able to defeat at the elections, and then 1 open seat that historically had been a Democrat seat. But then we did have about a dozen seats that we currently lost. It looks like we'll be coming back to Harrisburg in January with a new session. There's 108 seats right now that the Republicans are the winners in. There are 3 seats that are too close to call, and I'm sure we'll probably have to endure some recounts and further counting in those individual races, but I think we'll be somewhere between 108 and 110 seats.
Representative Brian Cutler, thank you for being with us on Legislative Report.